require a lifetime of contemplation. The more you read, the deeper insights you see. Now, I've read these books so many times, I'm not even it's part of the editing process. Just to read a person editing, like, you know, 10 hours a day. So you think I would be satiated and say, okay, now I should move on to other things, you know? These themes that Karl Popper presents in his purpose are so deep and profound. Takes up your intellectual absorption for your whole life. So we should never think that, okay, I read all the books once, so that's it, now I'm just... Yes, you can look at other things, as well. You've read all the books, which books you can... You can look at other things, but still, probably books should remain your main diet. You harvest your life. And of course, if you haven't read all the Prabhupada's books, then that's your first priority. Wait till you've done that task before. Yeah, but other things. But if you have read all those books, then just understand what's the main, you know, what's the side dish. Don't make the side dishes into the main idea. Is everyone agrees with that? You can say yes, then. Maybe we things are going on here, okay? What kind of anxiety about it? Cars are okay?
All right.
The house is okay?
All right.
Now that book's going. Everyone is here. No one's putting any pressure on you that cool unless you do your quota and your hosting. Yeah, it's up to your emotional sincerity and determination. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he who is steady in both happiness and distress is a candidate for the religion. Well, I'm sorry, like, there's no real chance for that. Always steady in all circumstances. Not that you just want to be a fair weather devotee. We want all weather devotees. If you go on through the difficult times, Krishna notices, this is real bhakti. But if you're just enthusiastic during the easy times, well, anybody can do that. So you have to understand what your goal is. Is your goal to please Krishna's senses or to please yourself? And your conceptions of self-worth, you know. You want to feel like you've achieved something, or you want to feel like you're giving pleasure to Krishna. That you have to analyze yourself and see. As Prabhupada told Murija Prabhu, Murija Prabhu was posing some questions about book distribution. Prabhupada said, the spiritual master doesn't say how many books everyone has to distribute. The spiritual master says everyone should distribute books. He doesn't say how many, though. In other words, let us see the bhakti in the effort. I'm sure you must have met some nice persons, yes? So, that's what it's all about. Everyone's distributing some prasad, too? Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, I told you about this person who came to the loft in Melbourne after meeting Abhay Sharan a year ago. You just don't know how these books are going to look. Yes, it's austere sometimes, trying to give the medicine to people who think they're healthy. But Krishna is pleased by this. If you forget that you're trying to please Krishna, then you lose sight of why you're doing all this. That's the main problem. Well, I'm doing this for myself, so I feel a sense of achievement is not worth. Then you're an easy target for frustration because you're trying to get a sense of self-achievement, self-worth out of approaching conditioned souls. If you're Krishna consciousness, you'll be disappointed because they're rebellious. Trying to do your will. But if you're doing it to please Krishna, please show Prabhupada, your spiritual master, then you make that sacrifice. And through the sacrifice, your Krishna consciousness develops. The main enemy of brahmacharya life is selfishness. You just want to suit yourself. You want to care about yourself. But the sankirtan brahmacharya life is a rare chance for showing the greatest compassion for others and also showing the greatest compassion for yourself. This is the best thing you can do for yourself. How else will you get such an opportunity to be so, have your life so based on transcendental literature? Where else, will you get this opportunity? You have to know what to do when the senses disturb you. That means better chanting and better quality engagement in devotional service of the Lord. That's the remedy. You should not become morose when your senses attack you. You should not become sad when you have bad dreams at night. Those are just reactions to the past sinful life. It will go. It definitely will go. Due to everyone's wild life before becoming Krishna consciousness, there's so many impressions stored in the mind. Seeing that for some years in Krishna consciousness, you may have some bad dreams. Must be dreams. But it will go. The solution is to chant Hare Krishna and engage in devotional service with great attention. And you'll drive those things out of your consciousness due to your intense absorption in devotional service. So don't become depressed or saying, oh, this is impossible. No, you're engaged in the completely possible process of purification as given by the Lord yourself. Be patient while pressing ahead with great determination. But be patient. Don't crucify yourself, but don't be slack either. You're learning a new culture, sense control. That was a foreign thing, you know. Sense control, discipline. Sacrifice for someone else's pleasure. Keep life very simple and complicated. Just relish hearing and chanting about Krishna. Are you still going on Harina? Is everyone still going on Harina? Alright. Well, otherwise, maybe it's a good idea, you know, if the temple devotees are going on Friday. Maybe it's, or that's such a good book distribution. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. When do they go? Friday?
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe. Maybe. Why do they choose Friday? Well, well, I think you should go with them. Maybe, why don't you ask Kala, tell them what I said, is it possible to switch it to another day? where you all can come. I hope it's so fixed on Friday, where it's possible on the 5th. I think Queen Street at noon, and it's got the same people Friday. Or I mean, the shoppers come in the evening on Saturday, something. The special ones from outside. So why don't you point that out to him and say, because Friday is a bit better before the day of the book distribution, maybe like Thursday or something like that. So you all can, because you all would like to come. That's all my suggestion. Who organizes it? Well, if he's not agreeable, then you can ask Carlson. If he doesn't, it's fine. I can also mention something. Okay. We have persons here who want to be here. That was forced. Yeah, are you forced to be here?
Yeah. Sometimes when you're busy as a window, it's quite. I can still get out there. But I'd like to find. It's not working right now, but I think that well, this is not a big deal.
You're struggling.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're struggling for Krishna. To go back to God with respect for Krishna. What else? What would you rather be doing?
I'm just going to be accomplished.
But when you're feeling the struggle, what does your mind tell you you'd rather be doing? So you don't think, well, I'd rather be doing some other service or something like that?
No.
Yeah, okay. So we keep on with determination, Krishna will empower you, that's okay. The prasad distribution is helping?
Yeah.
How is that?
This thing is very good.
Yeah. Are you giving them those calls? How do you carry them around in this? That was really special cinema.
Yeah, that's nice tins, piece of pencils.
Pencil
tins? They're like a piece of paper. Yeah, just nice piece of
paper. So how many did you take out of it? That's all? But why just per book, why not the people who... How many listicles did you take? But I thought that the idea was that the person who didn't take books, if you offered them a sweet, they would... Yes, so you just need 15 or so, that's it. Yeah. 15 is not that many. Just take another 10, if that's possible. Yeah. Is there any kind of label on top? Oh, that's disadvantaging. Well, the people just take it and walk away? They take it and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see that?
Mm.
That's good.
You may come back asking for it. You can't pack them? There's no way you can pack these things?
Because that affects the pay up a little bit, you want to have to take a little pack.
Because, you know, I think the people are giving them that they either are on the spot.
Well, I'll see how it goes. But I think 15 is a bit small amount for that. And they give a donation just for the sweets sometimes? That's the advantage of packaging the prasad, that, you know, it's a clear, okay, well, here, take this, let's give a donation. It's sort of, you know, they feel like, well, I'm getting some merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel that this is working out better.
Definitely.
Do you like this thing?
Well,
Do you like it? Mm. The mission is that simple. Is your
opinion?
It's a lot more, risk of people's transaction. It's just, there's a thing to get, and every time I enter, I'm still going to be okay. But about, because Lucas's point is, it's easier to get donations at this point. Do you agree with that?
Definitely.
Definitely? It's easier? Yeah. Are we against donations these days? What do you say about your own? You get donations either way. How about your own fixes his radar vision on the people? It doesn't matter. He has a turtle in his hand, and they'll. What do you say, Nick? Yes, well, you know, and also what you give them will influence the next time. So I'm thinking beyond just the first encounter. So you feel you get a better reaction from the people coming back for the Abhacharan sweets as opposed to the spoil? What are your sweets made of? Chickpea or?
Station
message. He told me that.
Russia.
Does that make a difference to the people?
Yeah, I find that people really, they're intrigued by the Chickpea flower.
How do they know it's Russia, but there's no label?
Yeah, I just tell you, I know, I get a switch in the website.
You think it's cool, you know, Sherry?
I think
What do you think?
No changes.
Huh?
Yes, I should.
No ideas, right? So, is the raw sugar is more expensive, isn't it? Just the same. Same?
It's nothing good, it's just the same nature.
Huh?
Well, sugar is not much special, it's just standard.
But it's raw sugar is supposed to be much more healthy, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's just white sugar.
Oh. It's nothing special healthy. What's the kind of sugar that's supposed to be?
Very good.
Oh, really? I thought
raw sugar is special, no?
You can get unprocessed or unrefined raw sugar.
Oh, that's what I meant, that's what I was
getting at. It's still hard to find, isn't it?
Now, where are the best places for distribution? Paul Saint. North Shore, Queen Street, either. Do them. What do you think?
Is there anything out of here?
Yeah, family stuff.
It's on the Queen Street, at the corner.
That's what you like, yeah. And you?
I'm glad. Sometimes you get a real struggle with two pieces of both. Right. And how long is it like a real struggle? And it's after.
And Krishna's showing you that.
But definitely there's more cost of people in some places.
Papakuraja. What's on it, really? Yeah, I just buy lots of books. You can start reading in their native language, Tongan and Samoan. Really? Are you done with it? What do you think?
Hello,
Falafa. Hello, Falafa. Hello, Falafa. Hello, Falafa. How do you know the Samoans? You can tell they just look real big. So, have you ever said the wrong thing to that? Have you ever said, you know, Samoan to a tongue? And what did they say?
They just
wrote
it in a tongue.
Then you change it?
It is not a
landing. Then they put it back and put it out. Your artistic intelligence in Christmas service. Any other languages? Chinese?
Yeah.
Korean? So you find it helps your distribution that you can? That's very good. You all should. Is that too much for you all to do also? Too much for you? Mm-hmm. To work for the brand? Why not? I would be eager to, add on new things that will improve your service, new skills. Don't be sluggish and dull about Krishna service. Krishna service is very dynamic and creative. Why do it the same old way every day? Happy, you always look for new pointers. That's what the materialists do. An army salesman or business is always looking for, you know, the extra edge. Extra competitive edge. You want to do that for Krishna? It helps. Everybody should learn those things. Can you tell the difference between all the different types of jivas? I'm thinking like that. We take the trouble to think of these things for Krishna's pleasure. For ourselves, we wouldn't care. But for Krishna's service, we discriminate. We use our intelligence. And now we're here. You know that too, huh? Some of them are usually Krishna, don't they?
They usually make some sort of Krishna. They're always asking if you hit it somewhat.
There's always exceptions. These are ways you can increase your distribution. You should. That's what your life's about. Don't be sluggish and dull and happy in Krishna's service. Come alive in Krishna's service. Always be eager for insights, how to increase your service, how to help others to increase theirs. Seeing the effects of your being out there every day in offerings? You're seeing the effects? What do you notice?
Well, there's an account of what my people are reading the books and everything. I'm not sure I'm going to do that more. This one's having Krishna consciousness because they've already got the books and they're taking them on, but they're seeing a little bit extra to encourage them to read the books. And those other people have got the books reading them. Out of the way from the scriptures.
Yeah. Everyone notices that? So you see, Prabhupada is having his effect. They may not come to the temple right away, but you can see Prabhupada is having his effect out there. So you'll get the mercy for assisting like that.
And she walked past a couple of times and had this issue. Went the same direction. You know, I was about to stop another person, she's waiting in the car, and I was putting a bottle in this person, she's standing up very jolly and said, "Oh, hi, my name's Elias, when I come and introduce myself, you know, got four of your books, and just started reading them, and so, I thought I should come up and introduce myself." Mm-hmm. Didn't really have anything else to say, just wanted to so eager to say hello to the lady.
Could you give us some prasad?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're getting to see, more than anyone, how Krishna consciousness is spreading. You can't just judge it by those who are fortunate enough to come to the temple. This is Prabhupada's strategy that the books will go everywhere in everyone's home. And they will act. He kept telling us. He said, they will act in time. So you're getting to see that. And therefore your faith has the opportunity to be stronger than most other devotees, because you're getting to see all these things. Most devotees, they don't get to see these things. They just have to rely by hearing about them. Everyone doesn't even know at all. So this is the reward of being a Sankirtan devotee. You get a daily experience of things that bolster your conviction. You also see, of course, the real side of material existence right in front of your eyes. Otherwise, if you're not on the front lines, you can start to imagine sometimes maybe the guys and girls are really happy together. But you can see how the street was going on, right? It was just, how do they look? How do they look, Rufus? But it's frustrating that they can't satisfy one another. The more uncontrolled their senses become, the more miserable they become. But they think of the opposite. The ladies think the more flesh we can reveal, the more loose we can behave, the happier we'll be. But actually, you can see, everyone, the more miserable they become, the more dirty they look. So you get to see the full cinema show of material existence. You see how Krishna is intervening through these books to turn people's hearts. You see the power of Maya. Understand Krishna is fulfilling everyone's desire. So if they don't want Krishna as a super soul in the heart, he'll tell them, oh, you don't want this book. This will disturb your whole attempt to rebel against me. And Krishna is in your heart also, noticing how sincere you are. So when you have the right consciousness and Krishna desires, he from it in the hearts of the people can say, and try to understand that if you just go on like this, you'll become very strong in Krishna consciousness. Because anyone can do something when it's easy or when there's immediate rewards. But a devotee who just goes on day after day, you'll get the spiritual blessings from Krishna. You'll get the spiritual potency, which will be far beyond your material abilities. Let's say someone like Rufus. It looks like he's plodding along day after day, year after year. But steadiness is what attracts Krishna. If he just goes on, gradually Krishna, or maybe even suddenly, Krishna will replace his material abilities with spiritual abilities. Just because of dedication and steadfastness. I remember Prabhupada told one Sankirtan lady, said, you just keep going out every day of your life. One day you'll see Krishna on the street. And Srila Prabhupada also said that pure devotion means to think that I also want to distribute books in the next life. So you take birth and distribute books again in the next life. So that is pure devotion. This is not an ordinary thing, not an ordinary service. That's what Kunda Maharaj told me. He said, really, I don't care how many favorable or unfavorable articles appear in newspapers. People think about devotees based on when they meet them. That's the most important thing. That's by far the predominant factor. And there could be glorious articles in the newspaper. There could be, you know, mud-slinging articles in the newspaper. But that's all in the background. The main thing is what experience people have when they meet devotees. You're out there representing Krishna. That's not an ordinary thing. So don't think, oh, what's the use of me going out every day doing a few books? Am I really fulfilling myself? By fulfilling Lord Chaitanya's order, you are revealing yourself. If you try to fulfill yourself directly, you can't do it because you're not Krishna. Since you're part of Krishna, you have to fulfill yourself indirectly by fulfilling Krishna. And then only after you'll be fulfilled. As soon as you try to do it directly, you've missed the point. But that's a tough thing for our false ego to assimilate, that I cannot fulfill myself directly. Such a habit we have. Everyone's getting nice for slack. Regulated schedule? Regulated eating and sleeping? That's another pillar of your life. You're very fortunate. Don't ever think the traveling life of sannyasi is glorious just because of traveling. Traveling is very austere. Very austere, very austere. But you'll never be able to handle it unless you can first know what stability and regulation is. Of course, even sannyasis, they should have stability and regulation, but traveling definitely is your upheaval. Changing time zones and all this kind of thing throws you way off. With every place you go, they have a different diet, and sometimes there's a good cook, sometimes not. Sometimes there's a pool to swim in, sometimes not. And take advantage of these years. And relish this opportunity. Don't ever feel bored. Fill your day with Krishna. Learn shlokas, learn Prabhupada's books. Keep your health in good shape. Everyone's exercising. That'll be good. Yeah. Soccer. Soccer, you play soccer.
On Sundays, I'm
here. No, you were a soccer player. It's just once a week. And if it's a big thing for you, I'm
going
to have to do it. Once a week exercise?
I do one day. Swimming as well. It's
kind of
pretty cool.
Are you Nicole? Can you make it?
Some fitness.
How about your own?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah.
How often?
Mm-hmm.
Yoga is something you have to do regularly. Minimum every other day. Minimum. And even that's questionable. Yoga is one of those things you really should do every day. That's why I stopped doing it. Because, you know, unless you do it every day, it doesn't really... It's subtle. And you have to do it every day for it to really kick in for you. So if you're going to do yoga, do it every day. Especially when you need to keep strong. That's that?
Just more than 5 minutes. I'm not sure. Maybe just start talking scripture.
No, that's... You're going to have to do a bit more than that. If you want to do yoga, do it seriously. It's a subtle thing. It's the most powerful system of exercise. But the problem is, it's meant for like ideal conditions in India, where people have lots of time. The temperature is right, it's warm, so you know the muscles relax. And it is, you know, the most powerful exercise system. But I stopped doing it for that reason. And it's just, you know, everything has to be right. And you have to do it every day. Brother Swami says the same thing. Yoga is, you know, it's just, it's solid. You really have to get into it. But you get the best results, but you really have to get into it. But he does some other things. He does some Tai Chi. Yoga is meant for a real suffering lifestyle. You know, like people who travel all the time and change the environment. So if you're going to rely on yoga, you should do it every day, and not 5 minutes either, and then a half hour. Otherwise, go swimming there, you know, you're not a cool fan. Yeah. So, everyone's noticed the exercise has made some difference? Does it do? Yeah, not as tired, that's the point. If I exercise, I'd be more tired. But no, actually, it makes you less tired, you notice that? If I was really into it, I would swim every day. Sometimes if I swim 2 days in a row, I notice a big difference. But it just doesn't work out for me. But that'd be the ideal thing. If I was in your guy's situation, I'd do that. But Prabhupada Swami is taking my title as the exercise Swami. He goes swimming every day. That's a... I got him into it. Everybody notices the difference. So, eat properly, sleep properly, exercise properly. Have a nice regulated lifestyle for serving Krishna. You got a good situation here, so Maharaji is always around, you know. You'll remember these years. Whatever way you go, you'll remember these years. Good old days. Thank you. the good old days don't have to end. That's up to you. But we have to be factual. Yes. And either of these we choose eventually, be hostile. Sure. We have to. We just have to point out. In the interest of fairness, we have to point out that many do that. We could be the exceptions. I know some of you are too young to be even thinking like that. Others of you have to make a conscious choice, which you're happy and follow. Do that with determination. Just understand that women do not solve your problems. I like Prabhupada's mantra, man is good, woman is good, man and woman together bad. Bad in the sense that so many complications happen. But, you know, in this material world, the man generally wants the woman and the woman wants the man, so you have to make the best of the situation. So we have to point out. Stay brahmachari if you can, and at the same time, realize that, yes, it's true, maybe devotees can. Still, it's best to stay brahmachari. But if you really want to stay brahmachari, you're going to have to work on it. You really have to have a kind of a battling mood and not get discouraged when there's some setback and you have a bad dream and you say, oh, there's some money going on. You go through a bit of a tough spell, bumpy part of the road, you know, and you give up, you know. No, you got to know how to ride on the bumpy roads and you really remain a volunteer. You can handle riding on the bumpy roads, ride it through, ride the storm through. You gotta know how to do that. Because sometimes, many times, man can't go on without woman. You know, it just becomes too much. That's the main reason. You're tired of just, you know, being a simple brahmachari. You want your own home. You want a scene you can call your own. My house, my family. Just reach a certain point where they feel that in order to be stable in devotional service, they require association of a woman. And they figure that they want to get it out of their system and pass through that phase, you know.
Does it generally stabilize the devotees, or is it just that your absorption goes in a different direction? I mean, some devotees obviously do the same thing.
Obviously, it's more difficult because it's bad enough dealing with yourself, but then you've got to deal with somebody else's mind too. It's like you hitch yourself to somebody else's mind, an unknown entity. And it's bad enough your mind is not known to you, then you hitch yourself up to somebody else's mind, which is really unknown to you.
So it's like it becomes very absorbed in the person's mind.
No, depends on the person. You can become totally absorbed in the person. It's just a bit more difficult. In general, it really depends on the individual. Any other questions? Are you doing your service steady? And are you satisfied with your service? In any case, you'll have to struggle. You'll think you become a household and there's no struggle. Now, what does household life mean? You have to supply money. Supply children. All that takes money. So here, now your main meditation is how to read Prabhupada's books, how to distribute them. But then your meditation changes, you know. At least for some of the time. Ask John. He's a very dedicated householder to Bodhisattva's missionary activity. He's still asking, don't let him stop. You know, you see what the effort you have to put in just to keep this place clean and make sure everything is properly taken care of. Imagine if you had your own home. The easiest life is not to have anything. Traveling, of course. Means you have to have various things. It's a real inconvenience. It's not a blessing, it's a real inconvenience. I, you know, different clothes for different climates. And, you know, it's just, I'm not sure. But it's so easy just to have nothing. Not to worry about any cars or little electricals, you know. Had somebody drive my car up the road and off and totaled on the way up. And, you know, the deal of insurance and all these things. So householders, they have to be absorbed to a certain extent in their situation. I mean, just look, some of them live right on the temple property or near the temple and you rarely see them. I don't let you know what's going on. They have to be absorbed in making money. So if you can avoid that, you should, but at the same time you have to be practical. And if you're going to be a proper householder, you'll have to follow the regular principles anyway. There's just no scope for unrestricted sense gratification in any ashram, so. So what do you think? And you won't be able to support a family where you've been washing cars. You've been to India before? Okay, here we go. Your man, you can go on pilgrimage with your family. Can you handle it, mate? Could you handle that going on pilgrimage with your family?
We're going to take me to Navadvip, you know, they have the best saris there. You know how to buy things in Navadvip? You used to do it for Dave and Rita Salami, why can't you do it for me?
Ha ha ha! who I'm just in one of my moods. Everybody knows about my moods, and, you know, don't you know you don't bother me when I'm in these moods?
Oh, but you're a married man now. You know, it doesn't matter what your moods are. You know, this is your family, and we want these things.
Just we look, just give me some space, just to get on right now.
Look, Prabhu, when we had this child, you promised me, you know, all these, you know, but you, but this and that and the other. These are not vague times when just the woman takes care of the children. You promised me you'd help out with the child care.
John will tell you how a human, a man and a woman, before they were devotees, how still it's the same basic thing that goes on in Krishna Gandhi's household too. When Ame would want him to work, she would say, "I think it's time we got a job." Meaning, you should get a job. You should bring home somebody.
Maybe we should get a job.
You can ask John. He'd be feeling relatively, you know, peaceful and material, but he'd be materializing.
We haven't traveled in a year now. I'm going to go to Southeast Asia this time.
So you have to, you know, get some money and, you know. Are you ready for all that? If not, then you're going to have to be prepared to be a battler. Learn how to drive on bumpy roads. Get through the bumpy sections, you know. Don't expect it's always on this smooth road, but your nature will try to shake you up. Because you'll feel lonely and not understood as a brahmachari. And then you'll know this mind you will understand me. So, she really cares for me. She'll inspire me. There'll be companionship. Two souls serving Krishna together. It should be like that, those who are married. But there's a lot of other things they have to go through. At least those who will marry should go into it with their eyes open, not in a fantasy. And those who want to stay brahmachari, they should be prepared to be a bit of a battler. You know, they should know how to handle bumpy sections of the road. It does come. Because you're living in the material world. Turbulent atmosphere. If you want to remain brahmachari, you have to know how to fight for it.
Yes, I fought when I was in the same as my marriage. It seems that's just like a negation or something. That seems like just a negation or something. Just being,
you know, negation is part of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is both positive and negative.
So what's more of the positive thing? Yeah.
Fight means you have to know how to grab onto the higher taste. You gotta know how to protect yourself. You gotta know how to negate in Krishna consciousness. And you also have to know how to fortify your life with the positive. I don't expect to remain a brahmachari if you're sluggish about devotional service and have a lousy service attitude and your service is dominated by your moods. You leave yourself wide open. Easy mark. By just struggling to do sankirtan, you'll get another taste. And that'll be very sweet. I hope that you all take advantage of this opportunity.
better stated before me than any of the names I encountered to them. I've had actually quite a high taste.
Yes, yes, but don't just hang it on mechanically. Put your consciousness into it. Make a nice offering to Krishna. Think about how to increase the service. Think about how to better serve Lord Chaitanya. The more you're enthused by reading the books, the more you'll be able to convey that enthusiasm to others by buying the book.
It says that you were caring understand that quality and quantity as far as another has in the solution, what is first and whatever.
What do you mean?
What we want those hours and what I think.
Do you have the time to do these hours? What do I know? No? You're young and healthy?
Yeah. The scope isn't just stupid or studying and doing it.
Well, the sadhana, everything has to be there. Your sadhana, your reading time. Everyone's getting your reading time in? You're getting your reading time in? Otherwise you're too busy.
No, it's...
Is everyone able to do their reading on their own, or we have to have study sessions, little boys? Yeah? Everyone's able to read on their own. Steve? Who's not able to read on their own? How about Sharon?
It's fine. Depending on the moment. I've read so much in the morning, and it will help me out with something. You know, I can't read in my own time. To read in something, I'm learning more than this. I find this to be difficult to think about. It's really a big area. I find it is just a quality time, obviously.
Well then, go to sleep earlier and get up earlier. Nathan, you have to understand that Krishna consciousness is a sacrifice. You have to perform yajna. You've got to stop looking for the easy thing and look for the thing that pleases Krishna. Don't be afraid of voluntarily taking on austerity. That always has to be there. It's like, why do I go to South America? It's an austerity. I'm voluntarily taking on an austerity. Otherwise, at this particular moment in time, you know, life in New Zealand can be a bit easy. You know, of course, you guys are going out in the street every day. You have the strength to do that, but I can't do that, so I have to get my austerity in other ways. A third world country to steal. Just to do the basic things in the mail. So I'm just voluntarily adding austerity to my life. Make sure I don't get slumped. I'm sure I should know the art of doing that. That's another thing I've done, to voluntarily add austerity. For many years I chanted 16 rounds straight, so then I about what? I think in the beginning of this year I doubled it. that's another voluntarily adding austerity to it, adding more chanting. And so if you're looking for things to add in, that's, you don't have to worry about, you know, taking care of the babies and, you know, this and that. So you can think of expanding spiritually with your advantage. So understanding this thing, so you see how I'm practically applying Krishna consciousness.